Good evening and welcome to worship. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Gracious and holy God, we ask now that you might quiet our hearts and our souls as we come to you during this time. Open our ears to hear from you, that we might be guided and directed on your path. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Our Old Testament scripture passage this evening comes from Lamentation chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. How lonely sits the city that was full of people! How like a widow is she who was great among the nations! The princes among the provinces have become a slave. She weeps bitterly in the night. Her tears are on her cheeks. She has none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Judah has gone into captivity under affliction and hard servitude. She finds no rest. All her persecutors overtake her in dire straits. The roads to Zion mourn, because no one comes to the seat of feasts. All her gates are desolate. Her priests sigh. Her virgins are afflicted, and she is in bitterness. Her adversaries have become the master. Her enemies prosper. For the Lord has afflicted her because of the multitude of her transgressions. Her children have gone into captivity before the enemy. God to direct you to a word or a phrase from the second reading of the text. How lonely sits the city that was full of people. How like a widow is she who was great among the nations. The princess among the provinces has become a slave. She weeps bitterly in the night. Her tears are on her cheeks. She has none to comfort her. All of her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Judah has gone into captivity under affliction and hard servitude. She finds no rest. All her persecutors overtake her in dire straits. The roads to Zion mourn because no one comes to the set feasts. All her gates are desolate. Her priests sigh. Her virgins are afflicted, and she is in bitterness. Her adversaries have become the master. Her enemies prosper. For the Lord has afflicted her because of the multitude of her transgressions. Her children have gone into captivity before the enemy. How lonely sits the city that was full of people? How like a widow she is, who was great among the nations, the princes among the provinces, has become a slave. She weeps bitterly in the night. Her tears are on her cheeks. She has none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Judah has gone into captivity under affliction and hard servitude. She finds no rest. All her persecutors overtake her in dire straits. The road to Zion mourn, because no one comes to the set feast. All her gates are desolate. Her priests sigh. Her virgins are afflicted, and she is in bitterness. Her adversaries have become the master. Her enemies prosper. For the Lord has afflicted her because of the multitude of her transgressions. Her children have gone into captivity before the enemy. May the words of my mouth and the meditation within my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, from whom we get our strength. Amen. The Old Testament passage chosen for this evening is from the book of Lamentations, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. It is a little book found after the book of Jeremiah and before the book of Ezekiel. In my Bible, it's just about 8 pages long, yet it has a lot to say. Listen to what the prophet Jeremiah wants us to hear this evening in Lamentations 1, verses 1 through 5. How lonely sits the city that was full of people. How like a widow is she, who was great among the nations, the princess among the provinces, has now become a slave. She weeps bitterly in the night. Her tears are on her cheeks. She has none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Judah has gone into captivity under affliction and hard servitude. She finds no rest. All her persecutors overtake her in dire straits. The roads to Zion mourn because no one comes to this set feast. All her gates are desolate. Her priests sigh. Her virgins are afflicted, and she is in bitterness. Her adversaries have become the master. Her enemies prosper. For the Lord has afflicted her because of the multitude of her transgressions. Her children have gone into captivity before the enemy. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's now take a minute to look at the pain of those chosen people when Jeremiah wrote the book of Lamentations. The tragedy completely engulfed the kingdom of Judah in 587 BC and was that Jerusalem, that holy city of Jerusalem, that had been leveled to rubble, and the covenant people were deported and scattered. The only thing left were the many staggering questions as to why, God? Why? Why would God let this happen? Was God now impotent? Or did God just no longer care about these covenant people? Had God's promises failed? In all their despair, could they possibly find any prospect of a future deliverance? Could they ever establish their homeland again? Would they ever be able to worship in their holy temple again? And would justice ever be laid upon their tormentors? The laments or outcries of the book of Lamentations gives us a realistic answer to such urgent questions raised by the people and represent far more than the bitter sobs of any single individual over a fallen city. The torrents of emotion which surge through these poems exhibit in verse form the collective outpouring of a people whose sufferings serve intensely. Their sense of divinely appointment denied in their destiny. The nation that they adored had been dashed into pieces. But the spirit of the people, the spirit of those people, though broken in grief and appalled by guilt, was now set free for them to make a new beginning or a fresh start. So what causes us to weep, to cry out loud and shed great tears of sadness? Pay attention whenever you find your eyes filling with tears, when you watch a movie, or when you see a newborn baby, or when a family member or friend reaches a new milestone. Because those emotional moments reveal much about who you all are and what you value. Tears can erupt at different times and in strange places, and you may wonder, where did they come from? Well, I can share with you that a couple weeks ago, I was asked to write a lament. It was with great sadness and tears that I set out writing. First, because I am not a great writer. I would rather talk about things than have to write things down. But the assignment was given, so I sat down at my desk and with paper and pen started to write. Well, after 5 minutes, when not a word came to me, I thought, better look at scripture for some inspiration. And sure enough, there did the Bible open to, you probably know by now, the Book of Lamentations. Not an Old Testament book that I really ever paid that much attention to. In the past, I had not studied that book in seminary, but God knew that I needed help. And as always, God was there. When I read today those chapters, I knew what to write about. You see, my husband passed away in July. He was diagnosed with brain cancer, and in 11 days, he was dead. I really had no advanced warning, and we still had many things that we wanted to do, but God had other plans for him. When we found out that Walt was terminal, he said that he wanted to die at home in his own bed. So we brought him home to make it happen. It was a difficult 11 days. But I felt God's presence in each day. On the 11th day, I somehow knew God was ready for him. And he was ready for God. Having done a little bit of hospice work in my past and hospital chaplaincy in emergency room and critical care units, I have been privileged to be with people as they crossed over and died. Some people fight death. Some wait until they're alone to pass. Others might even wait till a particular family member or friend comes to the bedside. Some wait until someone tells them, it's okay to go with God. I knew my husband was in a lot of pain, So I repeatedly told him that everyone in the family would be okay, and that he should go and be with Jesus, who would take him to God. The last time I said, "Everyone will be okay," he got a strange look in his face, a look like, "Who are you?" Now, I knew he was losing his sight, so I thought he was trying to make out my face. But it wasn't my face that he was looking at. It was Jesus' face. With that, my husband relaxed, and the two of them, Walt and Jesus, left the room and closed the bedroom door. After a few more breaths, Walt's heart stopped and his body lay still. Now, people have told me that that door didn't close just because Walt and Jesus left. They told me that the door closed by itself, or a slight breeze caused that bedroom door to close. But I have to tell you, that bedroom door had not closed by itself in 36 years that we lived in that house, nor has it closed by itself ever since. For a time, I lamented all over the place. It is part of the grieving process that takes time to work its way through. But don't let anybody tell you that it's not right or it's not becoming for you to do so. Don't deny yourself that outlet. If your heart is heavy today, listen to the tender voice of God speaking through the ancient book of Lamentations. Know that the Lord will not cast off forever. Though God causes grief by taking our loved ones to God's heavenly home, He will show us compassion according to the multitude of His mercies. And through our tears, we can still look toward God and say, "Thank you, God. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for loving me. And thank you for walking beside me." Amen.